Unit 2. Listen. The hole in the ground. Part 1. Caving or potholing is a popular underground sport all over the world. Here's an unusual story about what happened to a group of three youngsters who went caving in Ireland during their autumn holiday. Their names are Declan, Tracy and Helen. Their instructor's name is Johnny. Listen and do the exercises in your workbook.
Okay, everybody, now before we go down into the cave, let's check our equipment one more time. Lights, okay?
Okay.
Yep. Ropes and spare lights.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right, are we ready? I go first. Follow me and keep your eyes and ears open.
It's not so cold, but it's wetter than I thought it would be. Where does the water come from?
From everywhere, I guess. Maybe it's mostly rainwater.
Everybody okay? Helen?
Yes.
Tracy?
Yes.
Declan?
Yes.
Good. Now we're going to have to crawl now for about 10 minutes. There isn't much room and there might be a few spiders and mice, but don't worry about it.
Oh, what about snakes?
Oh, Helen, you know very well that there are no snakes in Ireland.
What about underground snakes?
No, I promise. If you get into trouble, just crawl slowly back. Remember, you can't turn around, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Take it easy. Take it easy. There's no rush. Hi-ho. Hi-ho. Along the hole we go.
The four of them crawled along a very narrow, natural tunnel. It was cool, but there was not a lot of air, so it was a little difficult to breathe at times. After 10 minutes of hard work, Johnny, their instructor, led them to the entrance of a large cave.
Here, let me help. Well done, Helen. Well done, Tracy. I'm well done. Declan? Declan? Are you in there?
Yes, nearly there.
Oh, thank God for that. I thought we'd lost you already.
Wow, look at that. Where are we?
This is what you call a cave, Declan.
I can see that. Does it have a name?
It does now.
How do you mean?
From now on, it's called Declan's Cave.
How about that? My very own cave. I don't think I want to live here, though.
Neither would I. No TV.
What's that noise?
Back into the tunnel, quick. Everybody, come on.
A small earthquake had hit the area. It wasn't that big, but it was enough to cause rocks to fall into the cave. There was dust everywhere. What had happened to Johnny, Helen, Tracy and Declan?